A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're about to listen to this week's episode of Sofa Cinema Club. Just before we get started, this is your reminder to go and follow or subscribe to us wherever you are listening to this podcast. All the support is greatly appreciated. Now, it's time to enjoy this week's episode.
Hello, welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jeffrey Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Soap Cinema Club is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Soap Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. It is also our podcast where we go around the world to find... Why are you looking at me like
because
that?
Because we've stopped doing the terrestrial...
I know, but I've said we're going to change that in the next series.
All right, okay.
He's on his roll now.
Keep
he can't
going.
Stop it. Don't the train.
Stop. Carry on.
Don't, carry on.
The new series of ET, it'll all be very different.
It'll
all be, but why change, Jack? What works?
Okay, go. Go from terrestrial TV.
No.
Don't start again.
No, I'm not
don't
again.
Stop. They've listened enough.
We go around the world, don't we, Jack, to find out where people are listening to the podcast. We find out what they love, hate, and rate about the show.
Yeah.
And we do a would you rather, don't we, Jack?
Yeah.
Or do we?
Ooh, curveball.
Curveball. I'm maybe mixing it up this week.
Oh, it's interesting.
Hello.
He's throwing that at us quickly. We also choose a top five of a certain topic, unless Ben's changed that as well.
It's not a film podcast.
Last week, Ben, you encouraged us to go and watch a short film that's 2 minutes long called Salt. What's it going to be this week?
Written by a friend of mine.
Plug.
But actually,
Einstein.
Isaac Einstein.
Who's Isaac Einstein?
What
the fuck has happened to Matt
Who's
Green?
Isaac Einstein?
I'm worse than I normally am.
You are.
Do you know what? I think sometimes
why is Albert Einstein his friend?
Isaac. Sometimes I think you put it on. Like Albert Einstein was a big writer.
Oscar Wilde. I don't know what's
Isaac Wilde.
It's the it's the sweets. It's not.
The sweets, not the sweets.
It's the prescription drugs that I have to take to eat the sweets.
Oh, how's the rash? How is it?
Oh, don't.
Don't.
Hey, I've ran a marathon.
Have you?
Well,
apparently.
Not yet.
Imagine if you're not. So when we're recording this, it's before Coulson's marathon
run.
But after this, he's saying, now that you're listening to it, he will have done one.
I'm sat here with a medal. I did it in an hour.
World record. When can you miss me?
You told us to watch Salt, Ben, didn't you? So your mate's written this film, but your mate's
Laura Jane Tunbridge, she's mint. She helped me do some script stuff on some stuff I've done. It's called Night of the Living Dread. The reason I picked it is, like Lego Batman, it's stop motion.
Okay.
It was done at the National Film and Television School. It's about someone with insomnia, but it's very, very good. But they're kind of like wool puppets. Oh. Stop motion puppets. Night of the Living Dread.
Sounds a bit creepy.
It's a bit creepy at night because you know when you're at night and you wake up and then you're all like... Oh,
hallucinating.
And also you can't get to sleep and then your brain suddenly fires up.
Mm.
It's all about that. Very, very good film. So there we go.
Interesting.
I had a bit of that insomnia for a bit.
You did?
No, long time you had it.
Yeah.
You not got it now?
I don't think, no, well...
You go to sleep.
I go to sleep about three-ish. I go to sleep about
That's
three-ish.
That's still very late, Jack.
But I choose to do that. I don't go to bed earlier. I choose to sort of stay up.
And what time do you wake up?
And then I sort of wake up at seven, but I'll probably... if I'm not doing anything, I'll probably get up about 9. If I'm not doing anything. But I'll wake up after about 3-4 hours.
And are you happy with that?
I don't mind it. I like it. I like not the sleeping. I like being awake.
I go to bed early now, don't I?
You do.
But you always did. I don't enjoy sleep. I don't enjoy getting into bed going, oh, I've never done that. I've never gone, oh, I'm knackered. I need my bed. I don't think I've ever said that.
You've gone, I'm knackered, I'm staying up.
Have you ever thought, bloody hell, I'm tired?
No. I usually just go to bed because I know humans have to go to bed eventually.
Oh, but that's probably why you didn't sleep.
But you say, you'll say to me, oh, I'm tired today.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't feel tired the next day. It's not like I ever go, oh, I'm knackered if I've only had a few hours sleep.
It's making me tired. You get tired. You go. When you get to like 9:30, you've gone. When we used to sit on the sofa, you see your eyes.
Yeah.
A bit like when I'm watching my wife and she's watching on something and telling her eyes go boof.
I would only ever fall asleep if I'd been drinking. That'd be the only.
And then you couldn't be woken up.
No, I can. You can get me.
You couldn't. In a million years, I threw water on you. You didn't wake up. I threw a whole glass of water. I knew what I was doing. Now you've sorted that out. Now your sleep is better.
It was that day you fell asleep on our sofa, and Ben was like.
You said to me,
I went,
Jack had fallen asleep, and you went, you won't get him up. And I went, yeah, we will. Couldn't wake him up. And then he bowled straight into my room.
Ben was flicking you on
eyes. I'm flicking your eyes to try and wake you up. And then middle of the night, you bowled straight into my room to go for a piss. And I thought it was a burglar. And you went, boom, door open. Horse wee and then back the full blast and then
did I back and sleep on the sofa?
Yeah, he did.
I think so. I had to get up for work, I think.
Brilliant. Anyway, there we go. So it's all about that.
Each week we do a top five on Extraterrestrial there, and that is when Ben picks a topic and we put it into a top five. Last week, Ben, you asked us to find the top five defences against evil.
Yes.
I think Jack did a terrible job.
Really? I thought we all agreed.
We didn't all agree. You put Priest. The fucking Force in there.
That was good. What did you meet Vader?
Yeah,
you
want Force.
Ben, what is it this week?
It's a bit shit.
Oh.
Top five things, just as we've been talking about it, you need to get to sleep.
Ah.
You need specific things, Colson, to go to sleep.
Do you want the current one?
What's the current one?
So you know I've put shutters in my front of my house. So I now have to sleep in an eye mask.
Why?
Too much light.
Even with shutters, even at night?
They let too much light in the morning. And it's light at 5 a.m.
And you wake up.
And it stays light till 10:30.
You needed fan. You used to need fan.
I've not needed fan yet in the house.
Bed sheets were particular. The bed sheets you had.
Yep.
Waffle sheets for a while.
Waffle sheets.
Yeah, waffle.
Heated blanket for a bit.
Heated blanket, which cost
That's
us
a luxury.
A fortune.
That's a luxury.
But that he couldn't get to sleep.
Cost us a fortune.
Cost us a fortune.
No, it didn't cost fortune. Us a fortune.
Because he'd leave it on. Do you know what he'd do?
It was great.
He'd go, I'll just put my bed on. Like six. So by the time we got in, it was hot in the centre of the earth.
Yeah.
You'd get in, he'd fry.
Yeah.
You'd wake up, you'd smell fried Colson.
But it was
I thought you'd like to be cold in your room.
I like cold pillow.
Cold pillow. Boiling bed.
Do you know what I mean? You get into bed.
Boiling body. It's a trick that
I put the pillow in the freezer.
You'll sit in bed, you'll do a little bit of TikTok, a bit of that.
Will you? Well, that's why you're not sleeping.
Then when you're ready for sleep,
you spin the pillow.
I used to hear you playing on fucking Clash of Clans.
He had that extra long.
He had an extension wire.
I've not
cable
got that at the moment.
So he could do the
to charge his phone.
So
was it 3 meters long?
Yeah, it was. You could get almost it. So for you, this
I
is
Ben's iPad going. your village has been invaded.
it doesn't say that on Clash. I'm still playing.
Are you still going?
Do you know what? I'm good now.
Have you got like a full...
So I don't pay for it. I only have two goes just before I go to bed. Because it's something my son started when he was a kid, like at four or something, on an iPad shitty game. And then you can build up your fort and everything. And I've just kept...
Do you play it with other people or is it just computer?
You play against other people.
Right.
But you've got your own little clan, your member clan, then you go out and raid other people. My son obviously stopped playing it years ago. And he found it and went, oh, Dad, fair play, your base is quite good. I'm like,
is it amazing? Have you got like everything?
No, there's still a way to go. I'm not at the top yet. Mm. So, right, top five things to go to sleep. Jack, you need sod all to go to sleep.
Hot drink before bed?
Yeah, usually tea. I have tea.
You have a tea before you go to bed?
Not just before, but I'm always drinking tea.
Yeah.
So I always drink tea.
Anything left field like Chris Gascoigne plays Peter Marlowe.
Hairdryer.
The hairdryer.
You can get that on an app now.
Which he does. Because he burnt out a lot of hairdryers, didn't he?
I used to share a dressing room with him and I came in on the...
Yeah.
That was on, yeah. Dangerous.
Well, yeah, it's but fire hazard.
Needs white noise. People need white noise, don't they?
What about
cold?
Cold.
I need it to be cold. Can't have the heating on.
Cold
in my
pillow
in the room.
The window always has to be open. But not for me. My girlfriend has to have the window open.
Fresh air.
So I don't get choice.
Could you imagine having?
Well, no, you never get choice. That's gone right out the window. I've never had a choice about bedding, literally out the window.
Well, no bedding. You are particular on because you like a certain thread count of Egyptian cotton, don't you?
No. I'm not bothered. It's that. No, actually, I don't go like massively high end. But I did get nice sheets. You remember you slept in my bed once, and you went, "Oh, actually, I slept all right."
Yeah,
the sheets were all right.
The sheets.
So
I'm not going silk.
But
bed. You need a bed because
Good mattress.
Do you know what?
No one likes to sleep in a fucking chair.
Debatable.
No, the hospital chair.
I've had a little nap today. I've had a little nap today on the sofa. I've worked out now my nap has to be at 16 or 18 minutes. So I set the timer on my phone and...
You nap in the day? You're 24?
No, Ben, I can't explain how he's always napped. It's just at the moment I'm tired.
Because you're napping.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
It makes you more tired.
It's not. It was a long weekend. We've just come out of a bank holiday weekend. Busy start to the day, needed to get some stuff done, did that. Then I was like, I'm going to have a sleep because I've got the podcast and otherwise I'll be yawning in Jack's face.
So you've saved us.
My point was that I napped on the sofa and it was good. But I do agree, I think a comfy bed should be a good mattress.
Good mattress.
You can't get away with a crap mattress.
The old hotel sleeps. Do you know what bangs?
The sponge pillow.
Oh, horrible. I'd rather use rolled up trousers. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather get some rolled up clothes and sleep on that than the break neck.
Yeah.
Do you know what is great?
What?
Like Premier Inn bedding.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Not bad. It's not bad.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the old Lenny Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. You do get a decent sleep in that.
Yeah. He says so.
Yeah, and I believe.
What's top one?
Dark. A lot of people like
dark.
It to
dark.
Be
dark.
Black.
So let's go five. Five.
Five.
Five Lecky Blanket.
Window. Five window.
Five window. Okay, four. Bed socks.
No.
I hate cold feet. No. Hate
coming
feet.
I think after about half an hour, this is a fucking stupid idea.
My feet. But I love that.
I think
dog. The dog.
I think for the sake of heat, whichever way around it is.
Yeah.
Because it could be somewhere where it's either extreme. Let's say heated blanket and a fan. I think they've got to be four and three.
No one has a fan.
Jack.
He does.
Imagine you're in India.
Yeah, but we're not.
We're not in India. That's a good one. I get you. We're not in the desert.
We don't necessarily need a heated blanket. But imagine if you're in the Arctic.
But you did the double up, which is heated blanket, and then sometimes and then the fan.
Yeah, that flat was.
It was hot. Yeah. So,
see, my girlfriend always says this. She goes, I'm too hot, I'm too hot, I need the window off. I'm like, yeah,
too
you're
cold.
Too hot. Because you go into bed fully clothed in all these fucking jammers.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I just sleep, yeah, but they I like just sleep to get in boiling, my underwear.
You then take them off.
My tighty whiteys, that's all
is that
I
what you do?
Wear.
Trousers
that's
off, tighty whiteys.
Just my knickers. All I've got on is my knickers.
So,
I've just got my knickers on night night.
Yeah. Knickers on, fine.
So oh! Tooth brace.
You have to have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you do, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I grind my teeth.
Oh, dear.
Have to have that. That is a nightmare if I haven't got that.
Honey grinds her teeth. She has that as well.
Yeah. Apparently, I grind my teeth.
I don't grind my
I
teeth.
I grind mine so bad, I split my my tooth at the back.
Wow.
Oof. I split it. If yeah. I don't have that, it's game over.
Because you know you'll wake up with no teeth.
I wake up fully broken teeth. No, you must do something. I wake up with a headache.
Yeah, you do it in your sleep.
Do you lay still to go to sleep? Because I rock. I tap my foot.
I rub my feet.
Yeah.
I sleep on my back.
The full snore.
No.
Right, Jack, top five, please.
Five.
Window.
Four.
Four. Bedding.
Three.
Bedding. Three.
Mattress.
No. That's bed.
Three.
Heated blanket.
Three. Heated blanket. Two.
Darkness.
No. Ooh, what dark. Are you doing? One?
What's one then? You've got to choose darkness. What's one?
Oh, shit. No.
Oh, shit. You bottled it there. Two. One's got
the
to
pillow.
Be darkness.
I think
two pillow. You're right. SpongeBob.
Yeah,
sleeping on SpongeBob is no good to know. Horrible.
I bought posh pillows when I moved into the house.
You need
and
good
they
pillows.
Were awful. They were too firm.
Good mattress or good pillows?
Yeah.
Pillows,
what are you doing?
Pillows over mattress.
Pillows over mattress. Pillow is a nightmare.
Do you know like when you
it's
go
like to... when I used to go and sleep at my auntie's and she's got the pillows from the back of the wardrobe. Moing!
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, what, the full foam? In the 70s, yeah. You got full foam. Foam.
Is your
foam.
Issue too thick or too thin?
What's an issue to have? It's got to be thin. If it's like the bouncy thing and your head's like that, broken...
Yeah.
I think thin. No one wants too thick, do they?
No, you can't have too much girth.
It's just uncomfortable. It's not nice for anyone.
It's not nice for anyone.
Oh, right, that's the top five. We dropped into something else here. That's the top five.
Run back over the top five, please, Jack.
So, five.
He's booked it.
Five. Window.
Four.
Bedding.
Bedding.
Three.
Heated blanket.
Two.
Darkness.
No.
Yeah.
Two pillow, one
two
darkness.
Pillow, one darkness.
No.
It's got to be dark.
No.
Right.
Well, there we go. That's the hot-ish top five-ish forever.
We're moving on. Every week in...
Let us know what your top five is to get to sleep. That's a good top five for people to know.
Every week in Extraterrestrial, we go around the world to find out where you guys are listening to the podcast. And we do this by taking a method of transport. Ben, what is it going to be this week?
Si's going to draw a four-poster bed. And the first place we're going to...
Simon is now drawing Jack in his tighty-whities.
In his tighty-whities.
With the boots on.
And
with
I've got a fucking eye mask on.
You've got an eye mask on. I've got Clash of Clans.
You're on your eye.
I'm on my eye. Right, first off, ready? Paris, 2.16 million people.
Is that it?
Yep. Wind, 11 miles an hour.
It's quite choppy.
Paris.
Gay Paris.
17.
13.
7.
Did you see me go to celebrate then?
Toronto.
Ah, it's got to be huge.
Wind, 8 miles an hour. Oh, area code of Paris is 1. Area code of Toronto, 416. 2.93 million people in Toronto.
Busy.
106.
Strongest.
He fucking likes that. He likes that.
Fucking strong guess that. That's almost a double top. He He's shifted over to the 999 team, but it's not bad, you know.
It's
a dart off.
100 quid on roulette, and
you've not done bad there. Think good on here, Jack. Think on Toronto.
I can't remember what you said.
Remember, 2.93 million people. Yeah. That's what's possible. That's what's possible for our listens.
107.
Ooh, 99.
You
little cheeky bastard.
Well, I can't remember what you said.
106.
Oh, is that what you said?
Here we go. Last one. Salzburg. Elevation 424. 152,000 people. It was founded in 696. As if that's a year when you were born, 696.
That's stupid, isn't it?
Stupid. You made that up.
Yeah.
There was nothing before 1930.
Yeah, 696.
Founded 696. So remember that, 152,000 people. How many listeners have we got?
Four.
Ooh.
Three.
Two.
Close.
Good round. Good round.
So we've just been to Paris. Where have we been, Ben? Hang on.
Paris, Toronto, and Salzburg.
So we have just been to Paris, Toronto, and Salzburg. But has anyone from any of those cities all around the world got in touch with us to tell us what they love, hate, and rate about Sofa Cinema Club?
No. Carl Headley Morris on Twitter, love Lego Batman. Lego Batman is in the top five of Batman films easily. What do you think?
But how many is it? Isn't there like seven?
Yes, it's hardly, hardly push it, Carl, at top five, is it? That's what we think. Chloe Taylor, hi lads. Just to say, I think you're all absolutely hilarious. Two laughy emojis. I love how Jack is so laid back with everything.
Am I?
Oh, interesting.
Guess I like that. I listen to your podcast when I'm cleaning / walking anywhere or just generally can't sleep at night.
Mm. Only Jack getting a mention there. Interesting.
Yeah. Thanks for giving me a laugh. Much appreciated. Two OK emojis. Well, there we go. Thank you, Chloe.
Jack could have mentioned us. And we just got the OK
emoji.
Yeah,
we've got
emoji.
The pie.
You got
we've
the
got
OK. Pie,
pie. We just got the emoji.
Jessica Austin on Insta. Hi, guys. Went to the cinema last week to watch Love Again with Celine Dion. It was absolute dog shit.
Yeah.
That's a dog and a smiley dog shit emoji. But the main character goes on her first few dates and had to break the tension. She does a would you rather.
Oh,
hello. I reckon you should have a word, as that's an obvious SCC copyright infringement.
It is.
I think it is.
We invented the
would
you rather.
Let's get our Patreon lawyers onto that.
Dear Celine, we believe you do. Anyway, just want to say to you guys, are the best. You make my commute to the office a blast, and the live show was amazing. Thanks for coming. Even better than I imagined it would be, and definitely worth the commute up from Burton-on-Trent. Fair track.
Where's that?
Fair track. Isn't that towards Stoke?
I don't know.
Burton-on-Trent. P.S. Thanks, Charlie, for the mug.
Makes sense.
Here we go.
That was very good because Charlie gambled on the live quiz.
Yep. After having already given away a prize
to obviously Jessica.
Won, just to give a bit of the story to everybody who wasn't there at the live show. I ran a quiz, didn't I?
Called
Shut Your Face.
Shut Your Mouth and Listen to This.
Oh, that's it.
And I asked a member of the audience to come up and take part in the quiz. I would ask them a couple of questions on the podcast, about the podcast.
We were trying to find who was the biggest Sofa Cinema Club fan in the audience.
And TV's Charlie DeMello, he thinks he's the biggest fan of Sofa Cinema Club. So he came up on stage to answer some questions and win some prizes. He answered some questions and he got some right, but with help from another member of the audience. So he gave a mug to
Jessica.
To Jessica. And we said, hang on a minute, because we fucking might need that back, might we? Because you might be gambling.
She'd had it in her handbag.
Yeah, but she had it. She wasn't giving it back.
We weren't getting that back.
She kept that back, didn't she? Right, Craig Collatrain on Insta. I listen and look forward to both podcasts every Saturday morning on my way from Manchester to the northeast to see the family.
Oof.
It's a trek. Will you say hello to my mum and dad? I don't go back much. Love the shows. Love the shows and they never disappoint. Was at the Lowry, great night, loved it. But point of order, Ben taking the piss out of Jack's boots when you have dodgy slip-ons on.
Did you have your loafers on?
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, I remember years ago, we went to, when I first started at Corrie, they had no costume for me. So I had something and I had to wear my own shoes and Jack's. Got costume of giving you some shite there. I said they're my own shoes. You went, oh, they're fucking horrible. I think it was my first day.
The classic Shepherd. Shepherd. They're awful.
You went, but then not be embarrassed by it.
No, not either. Asked at all. No. You went, no, they're mine. Oh, they're fucking terrible. Sort that out. Films to consider Once Upon a Time in America.
Long
watch. Long. I watched it not long ago.
We watched that at the cinema together, didn't we?
Is that over four?
No, we didn't watch that.
You haven't watched it.
No.
You're thinking of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, we didn't watch Once Upon a Time in America.
I think there's...
I'm not watching anything that's over 4 hours. Sorry.
It's a long film.
There's four Once Upon a Times. There's Once Upon a Time in the West. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Once Upon a Time in Mexico. And Once Upon a Time in America.
There we go.
I think I've seen them all. Once Upon a Time in America is a brilliant film, but Jesus, it's long.
It's long. It's a proper
after
old
Giant.
School.
I don't think I can do it.
It's longer than Giant.
I don't think I it's can longer do than it
Giant.
Ever again.
It's longer than Giant.
Giant took me an entire weekend to watch.
Yeah.
Right.
Gonna...
Let me get the next thing up for you, boys.
For those that are wondering, Once Upon a Time in America is 3 hours 49 minutes.
Yeah, I watched it long ago. It's got Yeah. It's
imagine
long.
You do three, though, and you think, I've got another 49 minutes.
Whilst we debate what else you could do in 3 hours and 49 minutes, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with a Would You Rather.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back from the break. It's Monday morning, Ben. People all around the world are encapsulated by Would You Rather. They are asking... My friend asks his friends at work, your Would You Rather. Every right. Monday comes in and he's
well,
going,
it's been a massive success, and hence why...
We're now going to change
we're
it.
We're now changing it. Just for a week or a few.
Okay.
I'm changing it. I'm now changing it to... A moral dilemma.
Ah, okay, good.
So it's on the same yep. lines. We're not shifting too far away. Here we go. You ready?
Is it still in form of a would you rather?
No, okay. It's a bit longer, but you'll understand
okay.
when I do it.
Okay.
Ready? Right. You're an eyewitness to a crime. A man has robbed a bank, but instead of keeping the money for himself, he donates it to a poor orphanage that can now afford to feed, clothe, and care for its children. You know who committed the crime. If you go to the authorities with the information, there's a good chance the money will be returned to the bank, leaving a lot of kids in need. What do you do? Do you turn the robber into the authorities, right is right, say nothing since the money went to you, what you deem a good cause?
He robbed a bank?
Yeah. A man has robbed a bank, but instead of keeping the money for himself, he donates it to a poor orphanage that can now afford to feed, clothe and care for its children. You know who committed the crime. Basically, he's robbed a bank.
Mm.
He's given it to an orphanage.
Do we dob him in?
You know it's him. do you dob him in or do you go, do you know what? Kind of like a Robin Hood.
Yeah, it's very easy for me. Just let him get away with it. Turn a little blind eye. As long as he's not kept anything for himself and he's given it all to a good cause, I'd let him get away with it, I think. As long as they don't know that I'm incriminated.
Oh, maybe they do. Maybe they do know it's you.
They didn't say that.
No. So you'd let him get away with it?
Well, Robin Hood-esque, yeah. Robin Hood's a goodie. He's a goodie. Fuck the Sheriff of Nottingham.
I don't think I would dob him in. It depends how much heat came off it. So if everybody was talking about it, if everybody... Heat. What I mean...
I love that. You know heat. The lingo.
I know, yeah.
You know the lingo. Heat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm God, feeling is some this going to get a lot of heat on me?
If I felt a bit of heat, like everybody was talking, blah, 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 we really need to know.
Is it because it's not personal enough?
I think, yeah, I think what you would end up doing if you knew that information, yeah. You'd tell all your mates who it was. That's yeah. What you yeah. Do. Yeah. You wouldn't yeah. Necessarily tell the authorities.
So you tell your mates.
You tell everybody you knew.
Yeah,
might not be you.
Do you know who it is? I'd be like, it's Jeff, and I'd tell all my mates.
So then it would get out.
I'm with yeah. Jack. Yeah,
I would.
So then he would get caught.
You go for the gossip.
I wouldn't get caught. It's not me.
No, Jeff would, though. Jeff's crying.
Yeah, that's...
And the orphans have got have given the money back.
Maybe you've done it bad.
Listen, I wouldn't be able to hold my own shit if I knew who's robbed that bank. I'm not then going to go... I'd literally tell someone.
Ben, what would you do?
I think you've got to, I mean, Jeff, you've got to leave Jeff alone, haven't you? I don't think I would tell anyone. I don't think I'd have to go.
So me and Ben.
Unless it's loads.
Me and that'd be Ben. Great, Goss. I'd fucking love it.
Would you?
I'd fucking love it.
As soon as Jeff knew you'd seen him, Jeff would go up there.
Oh, yeah.
Who would you tell first? Your mum?
I'd go and tell the entire house where I live.
First,
I'd tell you two.
Yeah. Well, once you told
Carson, I might even.
It.
I might
game over. Game the over. Of
I knows. Might even go on like Instagram my story and tell them. I think I might.
Poor Jeff. He ain't got a chance. Well, there you go.
Don't forget, you can catch us on Thursday where we're talking all things the Fableman.
Fablemans.
What do you call it? How do you say it?
Fablemans.
Fablemans.
Don't forget, you can catch us on Thursday where we're talking all things The Fablemans. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.